More than 100 people jammed into the Orillia branch of the Royal Canadian Legion Saturday night to enjoy a night of music, fun-filled comedy and some serious conversation at a night of hope. The event, billed as a way to give back to the community, was organized by Ralston Harris and his longtime Orillia friend, Ian McCrae. The inaugural Night of Hope this past August was such a success, organizers opted for the bigger venue this time around, and they sold all 100 tickets to the event, which doubled as a fundraiser for the Sharing Place Food Center in Orillia. "Tonight's a great night," Harris told Orillia Matters. "We're all having fun, laughing a little, and fundraising for a great cause." He said the needs in the community are so great right now. "If we can make a difference for even one or two families, that's a win on our end. It wasn't just about raising money. It was also an opportunity to laugh and share." The event featured performances from the Orillia Improv Group, the Old Dancehall Players, along with Nate Bridge, Gante and Naz and Natu, just to name a few. In addition to the main performances, Alex Black, accompanied by guitarist Greg Martin, returned with her unique vocal style and musician Alex Rabbitson performed. On top of that, respected Orillia mental health advocate and counselor Brian Adams and local environmentalist Jacob Carey Moreland made keynote speeches. "The loss of life in the community of people who need support is greater than ever before, and recent numbers show the majority of them are under 40, Adams told the crowd. "Nights like tonight, where we can all support one another and also help support the hard times of the community, are what we need more of," he added. Sharing Place Food Center volunteer Whitney Meadows was appreciative of the event and its support of vulnerable people in the community. "Not everyone can afford the necessities of life like food or hygiene products, and so fundraisers like tonight are crucial," said Meadows. On top of the main event, there was also merchandise for purchase in addition to a silent auction, with all the funds added to the donation to the local food bank. Organizers estimate more than $1,500 will be generated from this event for the food bank. While the actual amount is still to be determined, organizers say the fact they sold out of tickets twice for two shows is an indication that these types of events are valued. A third Night of Hope may happen in the new year, although that hasn't been confirmed yet.